In 3, 2, I'm already kidding. We actually just started. Hey, everybody. Eric.
Ready?
Welcome to episode. God damn it, I forgot to look.
I don't know.
Oh, see, and you started it.
I haven't been here, so.
Yeah.
21. I think we're, I don't know, it's whatever it is.
Is it 20? Is it 20? 21? 21.
Is it really? Because I totally just guessed.
I think so.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know.
Maybe it's 22. Maybe, you know what? We'll find out when we read the description later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. of the podcast you're listening to right now, which is, what's it, Tanya, what's it called?
Eat, Drink, and Be Scary.
And Ryan, why do we call it that?
Because we eat and drink and talk about things that are scary or paranormal or occult. Or...
Yeah, and Tom, what are we eating right now?
Scary things. Oh, no, we're having some chicken chili that Tanya made. It's delicious. And then Ryan got some pizza.
And how is it related to the chicken?
Well, this kind of ties into a couple of things that we could be talking about. The first thing, maybe not so much. Well, I'm going to say it is the first thing we're going to talk about. The chicken. A lot of people said they were going to show up to an event, and they didn't.
Yeah.
So I call...
dozens of people.
I call chicken on that account.
Oh, yeah, gosh. They did. They whipped out.
And then the other thing that we're going to talk about... tends to send a chill down your spine, so I just took the chill and added an I and made chili.
Wow, see, that was
oh, I thought you were gonna say I chill.
I chill. Apple will deliver
so
it to you.
So that's, I mean, it,
see,
I know
that's
it's a stretch, but
like
hey,
it
works.
It worked for me.
And I mean, it was delicious.
And we're drinking, and the drink we're drinking is Kona Brewing's Big Wave. And why? You had something about this.
So the first thing that we're going to talk about is the phenomenal instance and showing of Area 51. We thought there was going to be a big wave of people, and there wasn't. So that's where the big wave comes in.
I like it.
That was a huge failure. So it went from 1.5 million people to like 40 to 75 people. It was like really bad.
Did you see the video of the guy who's doing the news broadcast and the guy
yes,
doing the Naruto
like,
run?
Yes,
him?
I saw that one. Yeah, that was great.
No, that was really awesome. But it's funny because the only arrest there was two tourists that were arrested like ahead of time, but the biggest arrest was a guy for doing public urination. Like that was it. That's what he got arrested
well,
for.
Well, one woman was detained
for what?
I can't remember. I was reading it. She was in her 20s. I'm not exactly sure why she was detained.
She's
maybe she got too close.
She wanted an alien baby.
Maybe. But they basically were like, okay, you're done.
Yeah.
You've had enough. Cut off.
There was like two men that were, they said they were sentenced for a year, but they let them go after a fine or something like
they
that.
They were Norwegian, and they were like a week early or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they just used that little memory eraser thing, and the men in black, boop, you're good now. Go ahead.
So that was a huge failure. That whole thing was a ginormous...
You know who was a failure for? Probably all of those people who are gearing up for thousands of people to show up in that little town and like buying all of that merchandise. They're going to sit on that crap for years now.
I still think that if we made the shirt with the arms on the back of it, we would have made a ton of money. Even if there's only 40 people there.
We would have sold 40 shirts, and it would have been really, really great.
That's still, you know, $800 if we sell them for, you know... I'm okay with that.
And it's funny because the whole... Even the festival, like, did that still happen?
No, I think it pretty much
no,
tanked.
I think they backed out.
Yeah, that guy, like, a week ahead said, I think this is going to be a huge failure. He was really scared about it, and then I never heard anything else about the festival.
Yeah, I'm sure it was out of his control. I'm sure there was a promoter.
Sure, but at some point, I mean, like, somebody's dropping the ball.
Yeah.
All right, well...
I think it was the aliens.
I think we put enough energy into that, because we put as much energy in as anybody else that showed up to it.
Are you all right?
She's going to sneeze.
Say watermelon.
Watermelon.
Not yet.
Do you have to sneeze still?
Yes.
Oh, there. So this week we're going to talk about why saying watermelon won't keep you from sneezing. That's the...
Well, see, Taylor, you're wrong.
Taylor, you are wrong. Okay, it's...
She's still working on her sneeze.
I'm still working on it. It might happen, and it's going to come abruptly, and hopefully not while I have a mouthful. So my apologies to you guys across from me.
There's a lot of thought going into this sneeze. I'm not sure it's going to happen. All right, so with that... for a while now, we've been teasing the fact that we were going to talk about it's the Leeds Devil and the Jersey Devil. which from what I understand, which we're going to find out more, is the same thing. And one of the reasons we were going to do this is one of our guests, constant guests, Liberty, was somehow connected to that. And at the last minute, she couldn't show up tonight. And I think it was the Leeds double.
It got to her.
We did get to her.
It got her. Trip.
But one of the reasons why we wanted to talk about this is one of our people on here, Ryan, who lied to Tanya about the sneezing, saying watermelon.
She hasn't sneezed yet.
It's
true. It is not
that
a
is,
lie.
You know what? I was wrong then. You're right. Watermelon worked.
Flies in the
it's just not
science.
A quick one. He knows quite a bit about it. So I guess with this, I'm just going to hand the microphone. Actually, you have your microphone, so I'm not going
to
hand you anything.
You want me to just do the introduction of basically what it is?
Yes, please.
Yeah, that was me trying to do that, but clever, but I was just rambling now. So yeah, you just go.
Okay, so the Jersey Devil, also known as the Leeds Devil, is a creature that's supposed to be in the southern New Jersey Pine Barrens. It's often described as a flying biped with hooves, but there are many variations. The common description is a kangaroo-like or wevron-like creature with a goat or horse-like head, leathery bat wings, horns, small arms, and clawed hands, legs, and cloven hooves.
So it's basically a flying T-Rex, but a small one.
With a goat or a horse head with bat wings, yeah.
Yeah.
And what's really interesting about this is the whole lore behind how it was supposedly created, and the fact that it all came from Mother Leeds, that's the mother of all these Leeds kids. I guess she had 13 kids, and this 13th one was the Jersey Devil, and, you know, because of a pact she made with Satan. I mean, we can go into that more, but...
Oh, we're going to.
Yeah.
That's what the podcast is about.
If I had had 12 kids and I made a pact with Satan, it would be, I don't want to have any more children. And then my luck, that 13th one.
Yeah.
Well, I'd want to make a pact with the person that was going to sew my uterus up. That's what I would want.
Yeah, right. It'd be easier just to say, take him away from me so I don't keep getting pregnant.
Or that.
Right.
But we all like sex.
How times have changed. Now you have 8 babies and you make a porno.
That's true. So basically what happened was she had 12, and then when she was pregnant for the 13th time, she cursed the child in frustration, crying that the child would be the devil. Then during 1735, she was in labor on a stormy night, of course. With her friends gathered around her, born as a normal child, the 13th child changed into a creature with hooves, a goat's head, bat wings, and a forked tail, growling and screaming. It beat everyone with the tail before flying up the chimney and heading into the pines. In some versions, the tale, Mother Leeds was also a witch, and the child's father was Old Scratch himself.
Wait, who's
Old Scratch?
Who's Scratch?
What?
Who's Scratch? The devil?
Old Scratch? How do you not know that that's another nickname?
I didn't know that.
I had never
heard
of that before.
Old Scratch?
Scratch himself?
Hey, you guys have... What?
What?
We're doing a podcast on the paranormal and the occult, and you guys don't know that
Old Scratch?
Yes.
So you call him Scratch because you don't want to say Satan, right? You don't want to say his name.
Mr. Rash? You don't know that Mr. Rash is the devil?
But also, when you say Old Scratch himself, that sounds very misleading. I would leave him, too.
I guess that's true. Anyway.
What, you got eczema there, red guy? Why Old Scratch?
Maybe he needs to check it out. I mean, that's what doctors are for.
You know, he had several nicknames. You know, that was just the one that was most prevalent. I don't know the origin of it, unfortunately, but I can look that up. But anyway...
I'll do it in a minute, because that's supposed to be my job. I'm just eating.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll look it up. Old Scratch, or Mr. Scratch, is a nickname or pseudonym for the devil. It literally continues...
It's Mr. Scratch to you. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
The name likely continues Middle English, Scrat, the name of a demon or goblin derived from Old Norse Scrattle.
Mm-hmm. Not Mr. Scat. Mr. Scrat.
Oh, Scatman John's the shit, though.
Scatman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can see him, like, summoning the devil. Anyway, so, yeah, what else you want to talk about when it comes to the...
Well, that was it. Thanks for listening, everyone. Well, I think, like, first of all, there's been many, many stories. This goes back to the, you know, 18th century where people started saying, hey, everybody, I saw... Leeds Devil, the Jersey Devil. He's really scary. There was a time where people assumed that there was a circus act that said they caught him and they had him. You can come see him. I mean, people have been telling stories about this thing for years and years.
Well, yeah, but there's also like mass sightings of the Jersey Devil, and I'm not talking like one or two people. Like, and it could be group hallucination. It could be mass hysteria. But there were several people that claimed that they had, you know, actually witnessed him flying over the town on the Pine Barrens for many days. It was during the week of January 16th through the 23rd of 1909, newspapers of the time published hundreds of claimed encounters with the Jersey Devil all over the state. Some even say that they were attacked in a trolley car. Some at a social club. Police in Camden and Bristol, Pennsylvania, supportedly fired on the creature to no effect. There have been initial unidentified footprints in the snow, sightings of the creature resembling the Jersey Devil. I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's pretty recognizable. It's like a chimera.
Chupacabra. Chupacabra. So, I know that the funny thing is, what I've read about the Leeds Devil, which kind of is interesting, is it's always a group of people. It seems to be a group of people that say, we saw it.
Okay.
Which is kind of fascinating. Like, in 1909, there was a group of people that said they saw it, and then, of course, they bring these police dogs out. The police dogs wouldn't chase it, they said. They're like, oh, no, we're... Bark! I don't want to chase that.
Yeah.
And you know, they said they've seen it all the way to Pennsylvania. They've seen it all over. So, first of all, do you think this thing even exists?
Well, unless it's immortal, it'd be dead by now.
That's the other thing. If 18th century, come on.
Yeah, but then didn't they see it, the real rash of them in the 40s and 50s, right? Isn't that what the big resurgence of the Jersey Devil?
I mean, there are tortoises that are
150
years old. No,
flying
I'm just saying.
Tortoises.
So, I mean, there is proof that creatures can live to that age.
Yeah, but if you look at the sum of its parts, a bat, a goat, something with hooves, none of those creatures live to be over 10.
But it maybe it's greater than the sum of its parts.
Horses can live to be like 56 years old.
Okay, but not 160.
It depends on how many horses you're adding
and
up.
People were still, in the 70s, there was a big surge in the 70s. People said that they would start seeing them on the highway and just like in the rearview mirror.
There's a big resurgence of drugs in the 70s, too.
Oh, that's true.
Let's not forget about that.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is a part
because people never saw weird things then.
Well, right. But I mean, if you think about it, the Pine Barrens are very dangerous. It's just a horrible place to go into. Like, it's lots of brush and dense woods, and if it gets really cold, the weather's really bad. I mean, this could have just been a boogeyman, essentially, to scare people away from going into the Pine Barrens.
No, because what I read, the Pine Barrens got settled. They willfully settled it. It was the Quakers. They found it. They went there and they settled it because it was their like empty land between Manhattan and Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And they went there and they settled it. And one of the Quaker founders that was there was this Leeds guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the name of the Leeds Devil comes from. That's where the name of that area, Leeds Point. And
yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know. They settled there willfully.
Wait. You're saying, well, the family was the Leeds that it came from. Are you saying it's...
Well,
so it was the Leeds family where the 13th baby... Listen, hey, I get it. I have kids, and I've cursed at the devil, at them. So I get it. But, like, if one of them came in and go, hey, listen, I can put a weird tail on your kid and have him fly out your chimney, like, I'm probably not going to do that. So one of the other things that people talk about, now because you hear about that, it's a lot of people claim they hear the Leeds Devil. They said it sounds like a woman screaming.
Well, so do bobcats and stuff like that as well.
Sure, or Bigfoot. So, yeah. I don't know. You know how many videos I've watched on Bigfoot lately? Like on Reddit, on the Bigfoot Reddit? People go, I filmed a Bigfoot. And I go, oh, cool, and I'll just watch it, like, because I don't think it's a Bigfoot. And then all of a sudden it's a tree, and you hear, and they go, oh, I filmed a Bigfoot. And then 20 people on Reddit go, dude, that's totally a Bigfoot.
Because I've heard one before.
Then that one guy goes, I think it's a cat. And everyone's like, and then everyone's like, F you, you don't know what you're talking about. The guy gets tons of downvotes. But I think it's like the same thing. Like, clearly we hear things. Like, if I, right now, late at night, if I hear something out my window, I know it's the bike bar.
It's not the Jersey Devil.
It's the bike bar. But if I told you,
it sounds like the devil
the
sometimes
devil.
Because it does scream a lot. But it goes, woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. It's really bad.
And we do fear it every time it goes by, and we would love to see it taken down and killed.
That would be great. It would make me so happy.
So here's a popular theory. Jeff Brunner of the Humane Society of New Jersey calls it a sandhill crane. He thinks of the Jersey Devil as a sandhill
crane.
Is it a huge crane? With a beak and bat wings?
He also says there are no photographs, no bones, no hard evidence whatsoever, and worst of all, no explanation of its origins that do not require belief in the supernatural.
Well, that's why it's a cryptid, dude.
Well, true. I mean, however, if it was... if it was just like some cryptid, it would be more believable than it jumped out of a woman and turned into this thing and then flew out the window. Right? That's the part that gets me.
This is what a sandhill crane sounds like. That doesn't sound like a woman screaming.
No, it sounds like a bike bar. I think they're saying visually, though, right?
It's like Jason can't start his chainsaw.
Oh, I can't make it stop. How do I operate the internet?
Say watermelon. Okay.
So yeah, definitely does not sound like a sandhill crane unless they like scream for
well listen to this outdoorsman reason. Tom Brown Jr. spent several sessions living in the wilderness of the Pine Barrens, and he recounts occasions when terrified hikers mistook him for the Jersey Devil after he had covered his whole body with mud to repel mosquitoes.
Does he never heard of bug spray? I mean, like, I get it. But I guess if you're living out there, if you're carrying yourself complete with mud to get rid of mosquitoes, you have given up on society, I think.
What are you talking about? It's good for your complexion, dude.
Yeah.
Is it?
People pay for that shit.
Spas.
It's also a natural form of insect repellent. Like
or, you know what else? Going inside.
It's also,
that's also
having a house.
It also repels the predator, right? Because he like covered himself with mud and he couldn't see him.
But what
if you do this in lieu of bathing, it would repel me.
True.
What predator was he trying to avoid?
No, the predator.
Oh, the predator. Yes, you're right. Sorry. The predator. Yeah. Like the predator,
Not a predator, just the
predator.
The
predator. Predator.
Like the alien.
So there is a New Jersey group called the Devil Hunters. And they refer to themselves as official researchers of the Jersey Devil. And they devote time to collecting reports, visiting historic sites, and going on nocturnal hunts in the Pine Barrens in order to, quote, find proof that the Jersey Devil does in fact exist.
And have they found anything? There's the question.
Not that I know of. I don't know. I'll look them up right now. Or is that what you're doing?
Well, I was already on it. I read exactly what you just read.
Mm-hmm.
But they, everything they do is to find proof that the Jersey Devil, in fact, does exist. And my thought about that is, like, how long do you do that until you say, well, I could be wrong? Like, do they really believe it? It's like I've talked to many, many ghost hunters who that's what they go out and they're like, I'm finding ghosts. And whenever I ask them, I go, wait, hold on. Are you trying to find out if ghosts exist? Or are you trying to go and just find a ghost? And they look at me very confused. They go, well, wait, I'm just trying to find a ghost. Why would ghosts not exist? Of course, they've never seen one. So I wonder if these people are that way. They're like, all right, we're going to make sure that the devil exists. We're going to make sure Bigfoot exists. We're going to make sure the Loch Ness Monster exists. Or we're going to go find Loch Ness. What if it doesn't exist? Well, I've never thought about that. What if the Leeds Devil doesn't exist? I don't know. I never thought about that. That's probably what these guys
I mean, if nothing else, it's a group of people to get together to go out on nocturnal hunts.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe they'll find that Bigfoot.
So he's actually been, like, kind of a rite of passage for South Jersey teenagers that go out to the woods to hunt him or her. We don't know what it is.
True. Don't assume my devil's gender. That's right.
Is it like going on a snipe hunt as a rite of passage?
I think it's something that it's like you gotta go out into these scary woods and find this creature. But according to the website that I'm on, The Culture Trip, 10 facts about the Jersey Devil or 10 things you should know about the Jersey Devil. One, it's real.
Oh, well, that's the...
No fairy tale, folks. This thing is real. If you don't believe me, just ask your mom's neighbor's uncle's pop-pop, who definitely saw him.
Pop-pop?
So, that right there proves that this thing's real.
Pop-pop has never told a lie.
Exactly.
On the internet. Ooh, true.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it also goes to say that, you know, it's been hard to authenticate because he's been exercised.
Pop's a drunk.
Since 1740 in hopes of banishing the Jersey Devil. He has a lot of nicknames, so Jersey Devil, the 13th Leeds Child. He's also been referred to as the Hoodle Doodle Bird, which is terrifyingly sounding.
That's not scary. Oh, the Hoodle Doodle Bird's coming to get you. You're like, really?
Scarier, the Wazzle Bug.
Ooh. Well, bug, though. Bug.
And then, I mean, Leeds Devil.
Where do they come up with Wazzle Bug and Hoodle Doodle Bird?
I don't know, but if someone said, oh, watch out for the Hoodle Doodle Bird, I might not be able to keep a straight face.
How embarrassing would it be if you got killed by the Hoodle Doodle Bird?
Or a Wazzle Bug.
Oh my god, he got killed by the Wazzle Bug.
The Wazzle Bug sounds like it's made of yarn and gives
everybody,
you kisses.
Let's get a posse together and get the Hoodle Doodle Bird.
I think it's a phrasing thing. If you told me that bird's going to get your Hoodle Doodle, I would be worried.
Oh, true. I guess it depends on what the Hoodle or the Doodle is.
Yeah.
Wazzle Buggle?
Just Wazzle Bug.
Wazzle.
But like, if it's a bug, I don't know.
What does wazzle mean?
I don't know.
Milk it's it not wassle, no, which I know Z, like right? is a thing, but it's W-O-Z-Z-L-E.
Two Z's, like right up your wazzle.
Yeah, so it's a wazzle bug, so you're just like, burp, we'll
that
get change,
you. That makes that thing very sadistic.
I know. Up the wazzle, the hoodle doodle.
Of course you would go there.
Well, so you guys know, there's a $10,000 reward for this, though, if you do catch it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's offering it?
There's a merchants around Camden. There's one of the towns around there, Camden. They are offering a $10,000 reward for the capture of it. I guess it's alive, not dead. I wouldn't kill the woozle, hoozle, boozle bird.
Oh,
I'm
goodness.
Like, or the huddle, hoodle, goodle? I don't remember what it's called.
Wazzles.
But, and here's why. Because then they want to put it in a private zoo.
Well, here's the thing. I just looked up what wazzles means. And it is a slang word for a blowjob or for sucking dick.
The wazzle dog.
Wazzle bug.
Wazzle bug. So basically, he flies around at night, you know, trying to catch a trick.
Literally.
And then...
maybe he's just misunderstood.
Wazzles his way through life.
It's a very ugly hooker that, like, lives out in the woods. And that explains the screaming.
And the rite of passage.
And the $10,000.
Yeah. Because yeah. Now it burns.
Your hoodle doodle burns.
Oh, my whole wazzle.
So, wazzle is the act of the hoodle doodle burning.
Oh, that's right. Right? It's the cause of.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. So it's.
He's like,
so
Leech
Devil
bad memories.
Is some weird names, and really it's just folklore that nobody has any cool pictures of.
Well, but I mean, it's been since the 1700s.
Well, what actually came
so
around?
So there has to be something that stuck, well, and a reason just... why that legend didn't die. I mean, there's probably been tons of things that people were afraid of back then that were myths that we don't know about anymore because they just kind of died off in time. But for some reason, this is very much stuck.
Well, I mean, but what really has stuck? So in some of the stuff that I've looked up, this John Leeds guy came across with like one of the first governors of the area, I think Pennsylvania or New Jersey. And he came over as an appointed person for this guy and went across, found himself a little place to stay. He was a devout Quaker, went to write himself an almanac, wrote himself like an occult book, got kicked out of the whole religious thing, and then kind of started his whole family group, left that whole area to his family, had an occultic book to his name, and then since then it's kind of spun into this whole, the devil comes from there, and he's the one who spawned it because he wrote this occultic book. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's where like the actual stuff comes from, but as far as any monster goes, I mean, I think that it kind of went away in any kind of storyline for about 150 years before it came back.
Okay, so another question. Has it ever killed anyone?
It's attacked several people, but I don't think it's actually...
Is it attacked because people, like, in defense? Because think about it. If I saw a horse, I'd be a little nervous about the horse. I don't think it's going to kill me. If I saw a kangaroo, I saw, what, it has a goat? What was it?
A goat or a horse head. Hooves.
So if it's a horse head, it has wings. I don't think I'm going to run from anything that has wings. They're beautiful little birds. They're going to run from me. It has, like, horse hooves. And I don't know, chupacabra arms. I don't know what it has, but Maybe it's just a sweet little innocent animal that like people chase. They go, they run after. They go, oh, that's a leech devil. It's the Wunga Chunga bug or whatever. And they run after it.
The wazzle bug.
The wazzle bug, and they go. It's like, hey, listen, I'm just out here trying to score, man. I'm trying to find and trying to suck some dick for some money, and you're out here attacking me. Come on, man. What if the leech devil was just this thing for the last 400 years? It's just been living around.
Wanting some
snozzle dozzle, and it's like. You know how hard it is?
Don't look that up.
Do you know how hard it is to suck dick in the woods when you have a goat head? Like, this is tough. Get off my turf.
True.
Because, listen, if you've got 13 kids and you're living in a cabin, you are going to whore some of them out. I'm sorry. But there's only so much work they can do, and there's so much money you can make.
Well, I mean, if you're out in the middle of the woods, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, there's not a lot of traffic.
Say that.
So the only way to get people to know that you're there is to just scream at the top of your lungs.
Right, to go, hey, go suck Jebediah's penis over there.
I mean, if I'm out there and, you know, a helpless, beautiful little girl, and I need to suck some dick for money,
yeah.
If I start shrieking bloody murder, obviously some woodsman is going to come find me.
Yeah, they're going to be like, that's the Hoogle Doogleberg or whatever the fuck he said.
That's most Aesop fairy tale
then,
I remember.
And then when he gets there, I'm like, oh, hey.
All right, so let's.
How you doing?
So, are you around here often?
So is it so? Real, has there been any mutilations with animals and stuff like that? Because that's like the chupacabra. But also, what's been going on outside of Boise? What have you been? The articles you've been sending us.
Oh, in Eastern Oregon.
Yeah,
oh, what's the aliens.
Yeah, at the end of July, it came out that they were on one day. Ranchers went out and found two of their like prize-winning bulls. Were mutilated and missing everything in the groin region.
What did they win a prize for? Like darts?
I don't know. Probably. I mean, bulls are really good at darts.
This one won a drinking contest. But anyway, all right, go ahead.
And then the next day they went out and found three more. No blood, no footprints, and the local authorities went out and checked it out and pretty much said, these must be professionals because there's no blood and no footprints. Very dangerous.
I saw a picture and
professional
it was gross.
Professional cow. Drainers?
Yeah, they got their prize winning cow drainers.
They want their genitals? Are they making canes?
I don't know, but I saw a photo of what they put out there on the net on the news. Yeah, and it looks like I don't know what mutilation they're talking about, but there's just a cavity where their groin would be. It's like a huge 9-inch hole. It's a lack of nuts.
Oh yeah, sorry.
It's crazy.
It's so weird. It's So that's funny because no one wants to come out and say. I'm not saying it's aliens.
Yeah, that's not true, because if you look at the link that I sent on one of the videos, or not videos, one of the pictures, it's allegedly the list that everyone in the sheriff's department is listing as possible resources, and one of the things says aliens, and one of them says witches.
But here's the thing. Cattle mutilation is not a new phenomenon, and it's been being looked up. It's been actually looked into by the ATF, I think by the FBI, at the behest of states that have had it happen so much that it's cost their state like $1 million or more dollars.
Well, hold on. Let me read this. Aliens / radiation / Area 51, witches, Bigfoot, devil worshippers, and then they started thinking scientifically, but lightning. Poison darts.
Just blew his balls off.
Poison dart.
Oh, poison dart's good.
Or like human. That. And then it goes back to force field.
I like that they call them crimes. The last thing it says.
Hold on. Vegans.
Oh. Vegans. Oh, those bastards. Yeah,
that's it.
Taylor's calves are small.
What?
Wait, sharks what? With laser beams or cats.
It's sharks with laser beams.
It's obviously.
Attached to their freaking heads.
I think it's cats with laser
beams. It's obviously the sharks with laser beams.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. They say how these mutilations occurred still remains a mystery, as well as why these crimes are being committed. They're calling it a crime. It's a crime, but I guess they're purebred cows.
Well, yeah, because it's actually a really big loss to them. Each one of these bulls could make like 19 calves in a year, so they're losing quite a bit of money.
They say they're up to worth up to like $7,000 a cow.
Yeah. So it's a pretty big thing for them to lose this stuff. But, I mean, and it's been going on in, like, New Mexico. They lose them all the time.
So the article that you sent me, I don't see any of that on here, what you had talked about. But that's cool.
Did you even look at the article?
I didn't. He did.
I pulled it up right now, unless you sent more than one. But there's nothing on here.
I sent one and Tom sent one.
Oh, I only looked at... Maybe I
didn't send Bill shit.
Hold on. Who sent me this one? It's Tom sent me one.
See, yeah. I did? You just completely forgot what I sent.
Oh, there it is right there. Mm-hmm. Hey, Ryan sent me a link on a text. I should look at it real quick. Well, I thought it was the same link. Cattle being mutilated and killed in Eastern Oregon.
Also, the writing in this is like very... I think the guy's trying to be very poetic and very detailed for something that he doesn't need to be. So it's just a very strange read to me.
He's in journalism. He's a journalist. There's a lot major.
He has a lot of commas. Over an hour away, north of Burns, comma, Oregon, comma, cowboys whistle and talk to low, eager dogs. What?
See?
If there's all those commas, it's supposed to be written like Christopher Walken. In Eastern Oregon, there were lots of calves.
The animals were bloodless. The tongues.
Balls gone.
So more everywhere. Wow. Yeah, it's... Ooh, that was gross. That one looks like just a cow sleeping bag. That one's
hold on. I have to...
The one that's all, like, crumpled?
Yeah, look at this one right here. It says, a crippled carcass once vibrant. Bull lays forest service ground. It was killed along with several others in a strange way. Yeah, that's it. Detective have few leads. They've interviewed... various cows.
Yeah. What'd you see?
So far, none of the surrounding wildlife is willing to talk.
That looks like a cow got deflated.
Yeah, it did.
It's just so weird.
It drained.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just really weird. Oh, I see what you're talking about. Yeah, where it goes, the sharks or cats with laser beams. That's really good. Would you hate, though, if you were the owner of these cows and they were just making fun of you? Yeah. Like, this is $50,000 for the cows, and you guys are like, yeah, I think it might be cat with lasers. Little time to dwell. That's what he wrote on there. Back on Anderson Spread in Pendleton, Oregon. He's got a solid set sprinkler running now. This is great. It sounds like actually he's writing for like This American Life. Like it's like NPR. It's like the spigots hiss and sputter, then click, click. I mean, actually, this is really what I wrote. What happened to his mother's cow decades ago? And these new cases leaves him with an uneasy feeling. But you get to go on, Anderson said, because the next day has a lot of projects to get done. Ranching, comma, after all, comma, leaves little time to dwell.
I wonder if the Hoodle Doodle Bird got these cows.
I mean, it might have been the Wazzle Bug.
The Hoodle Doodle with lasers.
Oh, he wazzled the crap out of it. It's gone completely.
No more wazzle.
That is gross when you look at both these pictures. There's a shriveled one. And then, hold on, Tanya, did you see this one?
I didn't. The one with the hole in the groin?
This is the one with his balls blew out.
You got like a bowling ball in there.
You know what? He could have eaten it like Chuck-A-Rama and it just like ran right through it.
Taco Bell.
Oh, goodness.
Look at that cow. So that was one that's all bloated. The other one just looked like he was sucked alive.
So I don't know if you guys have ever watched any of the videos of like, there's especially was like dead, I think it's like dead elephant or something, and a hyena comes and it's extremely bloated elephant and it just gets exploded on because it's super bloated. That very well could have happened in that case where it died. Some sort of wildlife went after it in that area, went for the vittles, and just went, and then it just ran off.
That happens. So, like I was saying, the FBI actually looked into this at the behest of New Mexico in 1979, and they spent $45,000 to pretty much come up with mostly it's predatorial and natural causes.
And like cats with lasers.
Things coming in and eating all the soft tissues, things coming in and just ripping out stuff like that. But there are still some of them, according to the FBI and the ATF, that are unexplainable.
Well, if they look like there is any sort of legitimate surgical procedure, I'm going to guess someone probably used a knife to do it.
Aliens.
Well, they said that too. They said that sometimes, because of the bloating you're talking about, they can cause fissures in the muscles that look like actual cuts. So there's things that they did by replicating and leaving a carcass out there for 2 or 3 days that some of these things happen. But the one thing they couldn't replicate is the total loss of blood without any trace. So they said maybe the blood gets drained off or it goes around and then gets eaten up by
bugs. Was vampires on that list? Why wasn't vampires? If it was loss of blood,
let me look.
That would be like the number
that
one thing.
That is what the chupacabra
there,
is, right? It's a goat sucker.
The chupacabra cows, is supposed to eat.
What's well, that's the difference?
But cows chupacabra eats everything.
So the baca cabra. The baca chupa. Chupa baca.
The chupa baca?
Chupa baca. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man, that gave me a visual.
Enough, I do like force field, though. I think it might be force field.
So force field? It exactly. It walked into a...
I'm going to invest in one of those.
Backed into a force field? I don't know. Maybe a lady cow had a force field on her, and he went to do some things, and she was like, not today, sir.
Like a chastity belt from the future.
I keep looking in that picture for like Ronald McDonald in the background.
Rubble, 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 rubble. All right. Well, I don't know. I think we've talked enough about this. I don't know. We talked about Leeds Devil. I don't think we got any.
Well, here's the thing. Which one's true? Leeds Devil? What's more believable? Leeds Devil or cow mutilation by aliens?
I think of everything we talked tonight, the most believable thing is that somebody got arrested for urination at Area 51.
Do you think that guy was drunk first?
Oh, God, yes. Well, I don't think it was a lot. Well, no. Well, actually, that's not true because we saw a picture ahead of time. And they had a bunch of porta potties laid out because they were expecting a bunch of.
Oh, so he was just like flying in the face of, I see your porta potties, and I'm peeing right here.
True.
I get it. I hate porta potties. I wouldn't use one.
Or maybe it started trying to start like an intergalactic war. Like, hey, Martians, you ever seen something like this?
Maybe he really was an alien and he was just marking his territory.
Mine now. Nice spaceship.
I think if that were the case, he'd be showing them Uranus.
I agree. So with that, I think we're good.
We didn't get anywhere, but there was nowhere to go from there.
We learned about the Leeds Devil.
We did.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a.
You think it's what?
I think it's nothing. It's nothing.
Yeah,
we can go try to find it if you want.
Yeah, no.
I think the Leeds Devil is. Yeah, it's just a cryptid.
That is true. It'd pay for a trip if we do get it.
If we find it,
we get
$10,000. It would be worth it.
We're just gonna be like sew a hoof on a kangaroo and like drive it out there or something. They're like, look what we found.
You have to bring in the whole thing or just part of it.
It's
have
alive.
To be brought
it's
in alive
because they want it in the private zoo. Private zoo.
Wait, what else is in this fucking private zoo?
Right.
Who's private zoo?
I don't know.
Who's offering this? I want to know.
Yeah, do they have like
the minotaurs and shit?
Yeah, ooh. that's the guy, the gatekeeper,
right?
The minotaur,
right? You can't get in.
Maybe they have another one. They just want to breed them. Maybe they already caught one. They just want to try and breed it.
Right.
They just want the DNA
population
from
population going.
Life finds a way.
Life finds a way.
All right. Well, real quick before we close out, let's talk about what's going on. Ryan, what's going on with your shop?
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking a drink.
I thought I was in trouble.
What do you mean?
Sup,
Ryan,
bro?
God damn it.
You're holding up the show.
So Alter Egos is moving from our old location to a new location.
Woo!
Three doors down from
Whoop,
where we're
woo!
At.
Not like the popular band.
But better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be opening up probably later this week, if not early next week. So it'll be exciting. Stay tuned.
What kind of what's the advantage to going to a bigger area? Clearly, you're going to have more room, but are you going to be selling other things you weren't selling before?
Oh, absolutely. We're doubling our gallery space for local artists, and we have a lot more space in the shop for new products.
At least twice the hoodle doodle.
At least twice the hoodle doodling.
He's got a bunch of cow genitalia. He's not going to tell you where he got it.
Yeah,
but he's going to be selling it.
The magnitude.
Lovely collection of wazzle bugs.
Yeah, and just cow blood by the gallon. Just come and get it.
Absolutely. So yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. I encourage you to stop by and check it out, and let us know what you think.
Yeah, it's looking good.
And that is Alter Egos on Vista. In case anyone did not know where that was.
Yep, 1528 South Vista Avenue,
Boise, Idaho.
83705.
Come on.
Yay.
Down.
That's on Earth for you people out there listening.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, with that, anything else we want to talk about? Tom, you got anything?
No, I'm empty.
Okay, cool. All right, well, with that, then, thanks for listening, and
have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Happy wazzling.